Well, look who it is.
Finally. What's that picture you got? I like that.
Oh, that's looking directly in.
For some reason, I thought a digital girl. That's my song.
Thanks for that song? The curly hair?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and the other one. Hey, you don't know.
You said what?
The dude that sings a digital girl song.
The Dream. Mm-hmm. And they got Jamie Foxx, Kanye West on a remix. Who's that peeking in my window? Ah, you should let some more skin show before one of them news wives get the info. Kill that John.
You know the word.
I don't know the rest.
You know the words.
Most of them.
So what's up, Buttercup? How was it?
Sucked.
Oh.
No, it was good. I worked all day. And now I have to be emotional. And I'm not an emotional... I don't want to say I'm not an emotional person, but I don't show my emotions often.
So is this... happy? You are succumbing.
Are you on Wi-Fi?
On my cellular phone.
Oh, you're on a cell phone data?
Is that, you doing this from my laptop? Is it your preferred mode of transmission?
You say you're doing it from your laptop? No, because you're breaking up.
Oh, am I?
Yeah, it could be me. That's what I was asking. I got two bars.
You live in the stick.
Let me try Wi-Fi. My Wi-Fi sucks, though.
I'm gonna move over here to where my signal is better, just in case. You let me know.
Nah, keep talking. Say so.
Keep talking. I don't know what you want me to say.
Okay, that's better. Okay.
Don't respect the technique.
Okay, so basically,
you have decided to emote because of what?
Because another unarmed black man has been killed. Okay. And you know what? And like I said, I know, like, I've been reflecting for days because of shame on me, because this has been happening, obviously, for, like, a long time. And I just went on a rant on Facebook. Not a rant, but I just posted a message, like, basically, like, I know it's depressing, but this is something that affects, like, generations of people and, like, stuff that's been affecting us. And like, it's like a dirty thing that like we like hide under the carpet. And I don't understand that. Like I understand being blind to it, because like I said, I was not really, but being ignorant just to the fact and caught up in life and all that. But for I don't know.
But okay, so I feel like we hear that from a lot of well-intentioned people. I feel like the answer to that is to actually have a plan about what to do so that we can limit these events from occurring. And I feel like what is happening instead is that we are all waiting for the next person to inspire us to action, when perhaps something that you do doesn't change the system. But what state did the guy live in?
It was Minneapolis.
Okay, so he was from Minnesota, Minneapolis. So where are the black attorneys? Not even black attorneys. Where are the attorneys in Minneapolis that will say, I have a knowledge and an understanding and maybe some experience in dealing with the police union in Minneapolis, and once we start suing police unions and start suing their insurance companies and start suing the city, then we'll start to have a serious dialogue. But we have to have, who are these people that are going to have this knowledgeable and informed discussion with us? We have to find out who those people are. Somebody has to say, you know what, this is the plan. First, we're going to figure out how the system works, and then we're going to figure out how to attack the system. That's the only way that you can do it. But for as much rage as I'm experiencing about knowing that it's happening, it feels futile, because I don't have a plan for Minneapolis. I don't have a, you know what I'm saying? Like, everything feels more difficult when you don't have a plan.
But yeah,
we could have a plan. It just, there needs to be a collective. There needs to be someone that says, when the first person gets tired, I'll step up. And when I get tired, somebody behind me will step up. But all they have to do at this point is just exhaust. Is just exhaust us. Because all of our leaders are dead or scandalized or emasculated or otherwise demeaned or slandered, etc. So what's your plan?
I mean, the only plan for me is, the only thing I can do is get people talking. We all know people. I know for real, I know people that are very successful. I know a lot of people, you know what I mean? Like personally, like, I know them, and like, I think we just need to get talking and have a network, like a modern day fellowship, and not no NAACP, nothing religion based, like strictly us accounting for us, like, and it's not to be prejudiced or anything like that, but it's to that point that we need to, like, mobilize. Like, we need to gather, not for one day, not for a month, like, consistently, and either start in one city, start in one town, and bridge out and get people moving, because we put our energy every day into stuff that we want to do, stuff that we make time for, and all the stuff that we do. If we can't make time to put into a human effort to stop, like, the systemic, like, slaughtering, and the system is all like this is something that needs to be, like, we need to be loud and proud, not to be cliche, but we really do. Like, we have the numbers, we have the economic impact, we have all that, but the one thing we don't have is fellowship. We don't have community. We don't have trust. Everybody's worried about, like, their own family, and I get that, but if we all just watch out for our own family, in the how does that work out in the long game? Like, if the white community is together and their whole system is together, they're going to outlast us way more, because we're sitting here amongst each other, ignorant and fighting, and don't, like you said, we don't have leadership. We don't have, and we have so many excellent African-American minds, like, in all these different fields or whatever, but we literally, I don't know, understand why we just don't have a collective of these great minds, like, literally just, and like, we go to each city and just fill a park. It don't even matter. Like, come out. Like, we all want to come outside just to get in the sun and ride a bike, and we all anxious to do all this dumb shit, but we're not anxious to like save ourselves, like save our race, like save our community, save everything. Like our the kids that you sitting next to and all the kids that these people having, it don't matter. You can send them to college and they can have a great life, but it'll be that one incident that'll change their life forever or kill them. So you could be happy that your family is healthy and doing great right now, and you looking at everything on the news and not taking action. But you can go 30 years, but it'll be that 1 year something fucked up will happen. It shouldn't take for us to realize when it happens to us. And like, we really need to do something. Because it's disturbing.
But, you know, we need to detox as a body of people. We need to stop watching TV. We need to get off of our phones because it's making us oblivious to the other people around us, and therefore the suffering of other people. Mm-hmm. As long as we are independently okay, we tend not to see the things that distract us from what makes us feel okay. And that's going to be hard to do, to get people to fast from the things that are blinding them, etc. But I mean, I think our issue, like I was saying about learning the system in order to fight it, you have to understand how division is spread amongst the people here through propaganda. And propaganda is one of those terms like conspiracy theory, where when you hear it, you automatically feel some bias. But when you understand the propaganda system, and that everything, you know, everything that you watch has a motivation behind it, there's subliminal something everywhere, and when you start perceiving those things, you know, you become more inclined to separate from them. But when you're oblivious to them, you're just walking through a cloud of other people's ideas and opinions and harboring them as your own, you know. But that's the issue. We are complacent and comfortable in where we are, and as long as we don't see the detriment of our own actions, as long as they're behind us, you know, like people that live,
yeah,
you know, people that throw things on the ground, like, because you're not immediately standing with the trash, you act like the trash not there. Yeah. Even though it's your trash, even though it's the garbage you created, you leave it wherever you leave it, and you don't even consider the next person. You don't even consider animals. You don't consider any of that, you know. But we do it every day. People throw trash out their car and, you know, that kind of thing. Out of sight, out of mind, I guess. And then
you
with, you know, reality TV.
You're right. And like I said, I understand, because I was that way. And I'm still unwinding.
Right.
But every time I see it, it hurts me. Like, I cry. It hurts my spirit.
Yeah. And
so
there's only so basic you could take, for real. Like, how many of these? Like, Ahmaud Arbery, like, I mean, it happened in February, but it feels like that was, like, a week ago. Like, just body after body after body.
And, like, I've been, like, you know, I've been, like, watching a lot of stuff about civil rights and like about MLK and so on and so forth, and reading stuff and whatever, but I just was like think just overthinking about stuff, like how it must have been to be, like, just to be Martin Luther King, just to be a person like that, that's fighting for a movement, and to be, and, you know, to be attacked and say nonviolence and all that. And I know he wasn't a perfect man by any means, because nobody on this earth is perfect. So that doesn't matter. But what he was doing was tremendous. And I just, you know, I kind of just overthought it, like put myself in a position. Like if I was in a position, because I know how this government operates, especially towards our people. So I know, like I wouldn't care. Like if I have to die, if I have to be one of the people that dies because I'm trying to change something, and that happens, that's just what it is, because it's no different from me living out my life in silence, not doing anything to change the future, when I know I have a daughter, when I know I have whatever, sisters, cousins, whatever you want to call it. We all have people that we care about in this world that's going to live beyond us. And if I have to die to do that, like, that's in my heart, because it doesn't feel good any other way. Like, it doesn't feel right any other way.
And consider how defeating it is to some people that at least like to believe that somewhere within themselves they'd be willing to stand up for injustices done against other people, but that aren't sold on the idea that their martyrdom would not be in vain. Because look, you remember that interview Nipsey Hussle said? He said, look, they killed me, y'all better ride for me.
Yeah.
Right? He said it.
Yeah.
And then he died, and all people want to do is take pictures outside the shop now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, wait a minute. Like, this was LA, so this is black people, this is Chicano.
Mm-hmm.
This is a large body of diverse people.
Mm-hmm. And
probably only get together for things that are this emotionally jarring, but this is the time where you need to storm the castle.
Yeah.
You don't look, I'm a big believer that you should have a plan. We should generally have one. I don't understand why people don't take Killer Mike more seriously. I don't understand why, you know, people aren't, I don't get it. Perhaps it's happening and we're not seeing it, but we need to pool our resources. We need to start reaching out to young black engineers, young black scientists, young black poets, young black authors, young black doctors, and saying, we want you to be the backbone of a new civilization. We're going to take a couple of y'all out of Chicago, a couple of y'all out of DC. We're going to have a network just like the Underground Railroad. And we're going to try.
I'm just saying, they did it back in the day with no technology and nothing. We could do that with no problem. People fucking pop up for sneakers like crack on the corner at any time and line around the corner. That's what I say, that we're so wound up. And I know, like I said, I am ignorant too. I'm still unwinding. But we're so fucking saturated with the bullshit that nobody gives a fuck about anything except the new sneaks coming out on June 29th. Like, what the fuck? That's how it is. And I don't know if that's even possible to unwind people, but we need to start talking and start. You have to start but somewhere, because you don't know who you're going to spark that'll help.
That's true, but you have to, no, it's true. End of statement, period. That's true. We need to do this. A portion of the reason we haven't done that is because, and we were talking about this the other day, when we were striving to assimilate and we wanted equal, we wanted to be with them, we wanted to attend their schools and their businesses, etc., etc., that's where we went left. That's where we went left, because we need to teach our kids. if we were not living up to their standards continuously, we would have our own. And of course, what we create would be grander and better than whatever we've been handed down. But our physical prowess as people in general now is fantastic, given diabetes, given more obesity rates, given all of these things. We're still an incredible group of people, but we've been given the scraps of life intentionally, purposefully, and now we're having to sludge our way through that. And that's a lot to expect of us. We're capable, of course, but we're gonna have to start with privatizing our education, getting a handle on our economic structure, which, and this will go to a whole nother conversation, we need to stop making race the big conversation. The big conversation is classism. Racism would disappear if we addressed classism in this country, the hierarchy of just the people who have money being at the top and perpetually trying to remain at the top. Once we start addressing those, then it won't matter. The reason people don't like black people is because they think that economically black people are at the bottom and they think it's our fault. But if black people, the black people that they love, the black people that nobody has a problem with are the rich black people. Nobody has a problem with rich black people. They invite them to things. You get to show up at parties. You want to be seen. You want your kids to take pictures with them. Regardless of how bad their character is. All these terrible rappers, all these... Everybody. They don't care about none of that. As long as you're rich. So it's not so much racism, but classism. Is that they have figured out how to continuously put someone at the bottom. And as long as there's someone at the bottom, you can tell the people in the middle, well, you're better than them. And you need to maintain how much better you are by working hard and discriminating against other people to keep your leverage. But if we started addressing that concept and say, hey, you know what?
Yeah.
It's white people down here at the bottom too. Yeah, eliminate racism, eliminate the color of it, and just say it's white people down here at the bottom. Now you have cohesion, synergy, hopefully, and then you have a foundation that you can build all of your revolution on. But you can't build the revolution off division, telling the people that live next door to me are not my people. These are my countrymen. We have to find each and every opportunity to find common ground with the next person. You don't have to like me, you don't have to agree with me, you don't have to believe in what I believe in, but we will be civil. And we will respect each other through the guise of human dignity and all of that kind of stuff. Whatever. And we have to be able to live through that, but we're teaching people to hate one another. And it doesn't matter why you hate them. Gay, straight, black, white, girl, boy, transgender. People just want reasons to separate. And that's the bigger issue. If you address that, the money hierarchy, all the rest of that shit will fall down, because it's all based on that. It's a game. Like it's all based on the money.
Yeah.
But
what it's always for the base
is going to be the outcome of what I imagine. I didn't watch it because I can't consume stuff like that. But what do you think is going to be the outcome
Well, the outcome, first of all, we need to address the fact that they don't release the names of these officers right away. This man was killed, literally a public execution. I watched that video about 5 times. That cop stood on the back of his neck and just looked at the people. And even after he stopped moving after like 3 minutes, I don't understand what else it has to take. That is literally right on camera. It shouldn't take. First of all, they should release the names immediately. Yeah, they were fired, but obviously we got to worry about prosecution and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera in the courts. It's disgusting. I swear, if they were killing dogs at the rate they were killing people, they would be burning the fucking police stations down. And that's just like sick within itself as to where the society is. Right. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy. But I mean, this shit shouldn't take 2 minutes. Like, it's literally right there. They talking about investigation. What you investigating? Why? You can ask him why he did it. That's about it. But obviously it's right there. If you had me on camera kneeling on a nigga neck, any person neck, for 5 minutes and they stop moving, I'm going to jail for murder.
Worse.
No questions asked.
Is, because I heard you when you were watching it. Worse yet is how descriptive the plea of the people that were watching. Right? So mind you, it's one thing if you standing on homie neck and it's a cop car with sirens on and you can't hear him mumbling. But there is a man and a woman screaming at you, describing to you the appearance of this man under your foot. Because at some point, I think the dude says something like, yo, he not even moving no more. Like, get your foot off of him. And I'm in my head, I'm thinking,
yeah. Yeah, that's after 3 minutes.
All of these videos that you've watched, all of them, there's always that very tragic moment when you realize that you literally watched the last breath of this person leave that person's body. Because you can hear, remember, I didn't watch the video, I heard the video when you were watching it. You can hear the man screaming about the officer's foot on his neck, and then you can also hear the people in the background. Mm-hmm. But then at some point you can no longer hear the man who's in handcuffs. You can only hear the people.
Yeah.
And I,
and that's the thing, he's in handcuffs on the ground.
No threat. Precisely.
And he was unarmed.
Forgery.
And the call was forgery. Forgery. Why are you killing somebody for forgery when the maximum sentence for that is 3 years?
Look.
I looked it up. I looked up all that shit.
How defiant were you being in murdering this guy? How defiant were you being in murdering this guy just to look at the people that were shouting at you and ignore them? Because that's who that was for. Had nobody been standing there, you were just standing on this guy's neck. And perhaps that was your intention.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, we gotta start treating these people like family, because you know damn well if one of us is standing there and something happens where one of our siblings is being restrained and he start kneeling on your sister's neck, what you gonna do?
Now we've reached the
part. What you gonna do?
Every black household's conversation about what you would do and why nobody else is doing what you're doing. If you are filming an incident, right? If you're filming an incident of a cop kneeling on a man's neck and you watch that man's body go limp and then you shoot that officer in the thigh. You shoot the officer in the thigh. You got the footage. You watch that man. You watched him do it. And then you shoot the officer in the lower. Nothing in the stomach, nothing in the chest. Just get off him. Just shoot him in the leg. Hey, get off him. What would be the repercussion? What would be the repercussion?
I already know what the repercussion would be. But what I'm saying is, next time it's happening, if you are African American and somebody is kneeling on another African American, I don't care. You need to do something. Because if they do it to you,
to do what?
I'm asking everybody. Because if they do it to you, they're going to do it to the next person. So everybody need to go. If
I put his foot on another man's neck, I'm going to get shot. Right. So if I,
you damn right.
Shot.
So we need mass murder because this needs to be addressed. This needs to be addressed.
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
This needs to be addressed. Yeah, go ahead. You get shot. Yeah.
Then even if me and that guy are dead now. God help me. What's the brother?
Okay.
I said, what's the brother's name that passed away?
Huh? Hold on. It's George something, I know that. Another thing, I want them to stop using black. It needs to say African American. I don't
care.
That's
a conversation you're going to have to have with your people. Shit. George Floyd.
George Floyd. George Floyd.
Rest in peace, George Floyd. It's a lot of conversations we have to have. It's a lot of conversations we have to have, and a lot of those conversations are going to be, I don't know if the technology of it, no, I do know the technology of it has worsened it for us, because if we were under the impression that black people could keep a secret, I think a lot of us would do things, but we are distrustful of one another, right? So Killer Mike and T.I. have a lot of conversations about black empowerment, but I know a lot of people, for however articulate T.I. is, a lot of people still ain't over the gun issue that they had with him and him.
Yeah, well, that's because they're not over the gun thing and that stupid stuff he said about his daughter. He said that when his daughter goes to the gynecologist, he makes sure that the doctor tells him that her thing is still intact, so that she ain't have sex or whatever.
That. That's nobody's business. That has nothing to do with him. That's him and his house.
Of course, I just think he should, like anything, shouldn't have made it public. That's all
that I'm making. Is that we as a people have to go back to a system of integrity, confidentiality, and like reliability, loyalty to one another, right? In order to rebuild that as a character of who we are as a people, because we don't have that. You at this point, you're always very wary of the business that you do with other black people. You're always very wary of that. But the only alleviation to that is you got to do more business with more Black people. And then you'll start to notice it's a curve, the 80-20 principle. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, you're going to have bad experiences, but 20% of those experiences are going to be freaking awful. And you have to be on the lookout for those things. It's the way that our children are being educated and the way their mindsets are is making it very, very difficult. And then, of course, who was it? What's the guy from Bone Thugs and Harmony that was telling us about Crazy Bone, about the underground meeting, about that's part
Crazy
of the propaganda.
Bone.
They put your musical artists in front of you. Adolf Hitler's biography, Mein Kampf, where he outlines exactly what he had to do in order to get an entire nation of people to turn against their neighbors who they lived among for ages. And one of those things was he had a slander campaign. He had to make everyone feel negatively about this group of people. They had to be participants in it in order for it to work. That's the only way you're going to be able to get a neighbor to watch his neighbor get shot in the face by a cop and do nothing, is that you have to make that person innately believe, like Inception, innately believe that the victim of this crime perpetrated that crime against themselves. And that's what's happening. That's why no matter what movie you watch, you only see Black men depicted a certain way. Whenever you see a scene on television, it don't be no Black actors on TV all month long, and then as soon as the jail movie come on, the whole jail cafeteria is covered in Black men. And I'm like, that's interesting.
That's all just part of the, like you said, propaganda. It's all of it. And like, it's one thing, like I said, you don't pay attention to it. You don't pay attention to a lot of this stuff. And it's just, it's defeating. Like I said, I understand, but just like you say, you can't watch the video and blah, blah. But this is what I'm saying. Who would you die for? Let me ask you that question first. Are there people on this earth that you would die for? That you would die for, as in, if they were in harm's way and you needed to sacrifice your life to save them, possibly, would you do it?
I mean, if it made rational sense,
it might not be. I'm just asking. Be honest.
If it was evident death. I don't know, but
yeah, I'm just saying. Basically, I'm just. I'm just saying. Is there any family you would die for, or no?
I'm saying.
You can't say that. Don't say if it makes sense. I'm asking you: is there anybody you would die for without question? They're about to die, I'm saying that to say, if a cop is nailing on your mother or whoever you feel you love, your future husband, whoever, your child, whoever, that's what I'm talking about. Okay, so that's what I mean.
Ask that of a stranger for another stranger.
That's what I mean. I know I can't ask that of another stranger, but what I'm telling you is that's what it's going to take, because we don't have unification at all. We are divided, and obviously that was the plan for a long time, and it's worked beautifully. But we are divided as close as we live in these tight-knit communities and blase. We are divided extremely. It's crazy. it's more black people that hate black people than white people hate black people, like black people. Like it's so fucked up right now because everybody's just confused and shit just hasn't been right for a long time and it's just getting worse. And it's nobody, like you said, right now that's leading us. And I don't understand why. I really don't. With all these people out here, I don't understand why. Like, I'm not scared. I wish I had the clout to draw people. And like I said, I know people and I'm gonna contact people and I have been contacting people already. But I wish I had the clout and to draw people when I was one of those like really popular people that just whatever, like cause I would do it because that's how I feel. And I wouldn't care if I die or under some mysterious circumstance, whatever. Like, this needs to happen. Like, we are being targeted and it's literally just, it's sickening to watch that video. Like that, like I said, when I watch it, I see me, I see somebody else's kid, I see all these people. And it's like, yeah, like I said, you can raise your child to be a perfect person. Oh, they great A's, go to a great school, and oh, they're successful and blase, blase. But it'll be that one day when they're Sandra Bland just driving and get pulled over for something stupid like a turn signal. And under mysterious circumstances, they die. That's where we're living. That's how we're living right now. And I don't think we should just be living just to get by anymore. Like, we should be talking about this. I know it's draining and life is draining in general. Everybody goes to church on Sunday to praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Yeah, the Lord. Great Lord. He's the Lord. No, that's great. I just don't get it. But we as a people are suffering and we can't even help our fellow people. But we're going to praise the Lord every day and give him money. I just don't get like everything is just so fucked up. It's crazy to me. It really is. And I understand, like I said, because I was ignorant. I still am ignorant and I'm unwinding. I'm going to use that term for a while because I'm still just opening my eyes to a lot of stuff that I feel like, and not that we need to militarize our kids, but this should be instilled in them from day one. Like day one. Like no, like we just too saturated with the fucking tablets and TikTok and, but nobody's talking about the civil rights movement. And I can be honest, like, when is the last time, you know, anybody's talked about that? Like, who cares? Like, nobody cares. Like, it's in the museum, right? Like, the dinosaurs. Like, this is an ongoing thing. Like, I think that they made it so it seemed like it was just something that took place. But that is an ongoing thing. Like, it didn't just stop there. That's what I failed to realize. And that's what I never, and like I said, it's nothing against my parents or whoever was around me growing up, but they were ignorant as well. Ignorant. And it's because they weren't educated and so on and so forth, because like you said, we got complacent and we see people with money and, oh, Oprah got all this money and, oh, Obama's the president and, oh, and all this stuff. But nothing's changing for us. Education isn't changing for us. Our kids aren't treated like everybody else. They got to tell their kids to be careful around cops and all that. Like, can't tell your kids that, man. Like, we people, we have dignity. It's crazy out here, man.
We are too separate to do the things that it would require.
I know.
To overcome that.
And it's crazy, like, more white people are liking my shit on Facebook than black people. And I tag like 15 dudes in this, and none of them, and like only one person commented. I'm gonna just say that they offline right now, but I doubt it. That's what I'm saying, man. Like, that's crazy to me. And it's nothing against white people. Like, because I'm not mad at that. I have a brother that's the closest person to me is white. And that's not what it's about at all. Like, it's about the government. It's about everything else that's put in place to make us seem like the way we are when we are not that. We're not that. RoboCop.
What is that just?
I said it's RoboCop. I'm talking about you. You sound like RoboCop right now. Hold up. It might be me though. I gotta disconnect from my Wi-Fi. What about? I was trying to play my Sprint bell.
Oh, is that what you
were trying to do?
$211.
Yeah, and of course, I changed my password, so I gotta like remember what I did for this.
Cause bitches be tripping. Gotta change your Sprint password every now and again.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god. I don't know what it is. And now I was trying to pay early too. That's the thing. I'm gonna have to figure that out. Alright, let me disconnect from that Wi-Fi. I ordered food. Did you order food?
Uh-huh.
You did?
Yep.
What you order?
What's with all these follow-up questions? I didn't ask you no follow-up questions about yours.
You said what?
I said, what's with all these follow-up questions? I didn't ask you no follow-up questions about
what you don't need no follow-up questions. I was just asking, did you order food and what you order?
I
know it's a salad with shrimp.
First of all, no.
What is it?
First of all, it's nothing because I didn't do it yet.
So you lied.
I fabricated evidence.
You right. Yeah. That's why you worried about you all pressed about questions. I ain't even asking nothing yet. You just gave yourself up. See how it works? It's a game. It's a game out here.
And with that being said, welcome and greeting, Shay.
What?
You don't ever hear you don't watch nothing but Dick Gregory.
But... I watch everything.
No, you don't.
Don't ever assume.
That
makes an ass out everything. Of you and me.
I've seen you. What do you mean?
What do you mean?
What's the name of the lady with the face mask on, with the veil?
I have no clue.
You don't know that lady's name?
Nope. It don't matter. She's me.
So.
Just like they, that you ever see the movie Spartacus? Remember the old movie?
I think so.
When they was on the cross and it was like, I'm Spartacus. And then somebody else was like, no, I'm Spartacus.
Oh, yeah.
That's the attitude you need to take right now. Because.
I remember the end of Malcolm X. Little kids stood up and it was like, I am Malcolm X.
Yeah, probably seen it a while ago. I'll be honest, I didn't really do a lot of research on Malcolm X. I want to do more and I probably will do more because of my recent unwinding.
I got the Alex Haley Malcolm X autobiography. If you ever want to borrow that from
me. Is it an Audible? Is it Audible? Do they have an Audible version? Because I like the lesson. Because I could go to work, put my joints on, because I'm a chef and I cook. So, you know what I mean?
But I should
get
read.
That knowledge. That's the way I get the knowledge in the morning.
Where you get the knowledge in the morning.
We absorb information infinitely better right in the morning. Right in the morning when we get up.
You listen instead of reading in the morning?
Not 6 a.m. when they fucking trying to make kids go to school. Okay. And wait for a bus at 6:30 on a bus stop and then get to school. No. No. It's too right. much.
So you don't want the book is what you're saying?
No, I want the book. But I was just asking if it's an audio version.
Yes, boo. And you know what? Matter of fact, you know what? I'm about to hit you up, boo. I got something for you. I need something in exchange, though.
What's that?
So, I'm gonna hook you up with how to get mad audiobooks. I'm pretty okay. sure there's one there.
That's cool. I'll take it because I'm in a phase right now where I need to digest a lot of information, and reading is the best way, but I like to listen and I learn better that way.
Remind me next time I see you to put Hoopla on your phone. I guess we got text messages, but I need a way to like deposit things that you could look at later.
Yeah.
And Telegram works better for that because it organizes like all of your links and your videos and all the files that you send into one space so that you can search that instead of having to search your text messages.
Okay.
You can search your messages on your iPhone. When you swipe all the way to the far left, you're going to come to a screen that has a search bar and it'll search your phone. Whatever you type in that field, it'll search the internet, it'll search your phone, it'll search your apps. So you can search by that. But if you don't remember the name of something, it doesn't work. So that's why I use Telegram a lot of times because it's in addition to messaging, it's also a repository. So I can put documents there and refer documents and links and shit like that and refer to them later. Or I have Evernote too, if you want to share like an Evernote thing. But anyway, so I can exchange some apps and passwords and stuff like that so you can get. Do you have I ever shared you my book list?
No.
I have a running list of books that I am reading, have read, etc., want to read, blah blah blah. And it includes both paperbacks and Audibles and even some Kindle editions.
Yeah.
A lot of the books there are centered around African American, and they're divvied up into economics, politics, geography, you know, Black history, you know, that kind of stuff. But obviously all the books they're not all Audibles, they're not all digital, but
yeah,
to see the book list if you just want to see the kind of shit that I read.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, so cool. Remember that. But yeah, I will get on your phone the app that you can use to listen to some free audiobooks.
Okay.
So boom, there we go, and we can start reading together. There's plenty of books that I've told myself I was gonna finish and haven't finished, and reading a book with somebody, like having like a little small book club, is always a little bit more motivating than trying to read something on your own. Even when the information is really good, sometimes you just, you know, whatever. But yeah, okay. So you have an opinion about the current state of Black America.
It's not really an opinion. It's just, like I said, I call it unwinding because it's so crazy how... And it's nobody's fault except the people who are orchestrating what's happening, because our great ancestors, you know, we were released from slavery, whatever, and then like our grandma or great grandma, they were very ignorant to a lot of things that were being fed to them and being moved around them in a way, and they were consuming a lot of information and things. Just ignorance just begets ignorance. And like I told you before, I was watching a video with a doctor, Dr. Joy, like DeGroy, I can't remember her name, but she's a PhD in like psychiatry and psychology, and she has this thing, a theory called, it's called post-traumatic slave syndrome, and she does these dissertations or whatever, and she talks to people about how, you know, slavery still has an impact today, even though people are like, wow, how, that's so long ago, how does that impact today's society or whatever. But that's how we are duped, because it's nothing you ever can think about. That when you play chess versus checkers, it's a totally different game. Even though it seems similar, chess and checkers are worlds apart. And when I tell you these people are playing chess with African American lives, minority lives, specifically African American lives, like it's really happening. And you have to be a person, you have to be disciplined enough to read the information, you have to be disciplined enough not to feed into the media and into entertainment, into everything, to be able to pay attention. Because when I talk about anything, and I talk about how, like I feel like somebody told me basically today that they don't need videos or whatever to wake up, like, that's fine. Some people may need video, and I was unwinding before, but this stuff has been happening for a long time, and it's been happening since Dr. Martin Luther King literally got assassinated and before, and it has not stopped. And I think that we have just been relaxed, and under democracy and all this stuff happening, oh yeah, we think Bill Clinton and all these presidents are cool, but they're not. They're just parading, or I don't even know the right word to say, but just kind of like going on the culture and playing on the culture. Just like Joe Biden just came out and said, oh, you vote for me, if you got to think about voting for me or Trump, you ain't black. Like, that's a game. That's literally how they feel about us. They think we have a one-track mind. They think we have, oh, if you cool, oh, you cool, you got swag, oh, yeah, he talk like this, he talk like that. That's what they have reduced us to. As far as public opinion, that's how I feel when I look at some of this stuff. And when I talk to anybody, I'm talking to myself first. Anything I say out of my mouth, I'm saying to me, because I know I am the ignorance. I know I've been in their ignorance. I know what's going on and what I have not been privy to. It's not my mom's fault. She pointed out certain things and talked about, yeah, you better be careful. But that's not what we should preach to our kids. We shouldn't tell them that they have to be twice as smart or be careful and talk polite, because these people are dirty and filth, and they're treating us like animals, less than dogs. And we should not have to comply with that. We are humans. We should have to do nothing but be good people, and that's it. We don't have to do anything extra. Everybody is the same. But yet and still, the same shit still keeps happening. So it's hard. It's going to be a long road. But I promise to myself and being in my body, if anything, if I don't get married, if I don't complete any of the goals that I've set forth in my life before me coming to this epiphany, for lack of a better term, that I will dedicate myself to the awareness and to the lack of like movement against what's happening right now, because we can continue to grow our kids and send them to these great colleges and oh, they got the great grades and oh, he's a great football player. But until we realize that the fight is a continuous struggle and it will never stop, and that is something that it may have to come to a point where a lot of us die and give our lives in this struggle, just like it happened back then, it won't ever change, because this is something that is real and it's on our doorstep. But yet and still, we choose to just turn our heads. We can share all the things, memes and everything all day. Reality TV, thinking about the new sneakers, but we don't think about that we are actually still basically slaves, and that we are black, and that we are targeted and selected, and that nobody gives a shit about us except us.
I think a lot of us are aware of it. I think a lot of us are masking our, what you're feeling right now, this, the weight of responsibility, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you lived in this place with that fire under you, perhaps it would motivate you to do amazing things for and on behalf of, you know, your community, etc. But quite possibly, you will find yourself feeling very defeated more often than not. And I think a lot of prophets and advisors and intelligent men go
through that. How you doing? Sorry. Go ahead.
Because keep you going. Ordered keep food, talking. Right?
Thank you. Yes. Thank you, sir. Yes, I did. Sorry.
And your food came in 16 minutes.
I told you. That's why we order food. You in the city. No good. No good.
The food cheaper here, though.
No, it's not.
You don't think so?
Nope.
Babe, no, for real. Like, babe, like, how are we going to make this work?
No.
No. Anyway, so I think people are wholly aware of the importance of the struggle, right? And what the struggle really will look like. I think a lot of us have come to terms with the fact that we are going to have to do a lot more than what we can even fathom, than what has been done before we can even imagine. We're going to have to do and give more than that, and that there will be losses. I mean, it's a burden of an idea to think, but some of us are willing to think that thought. But how many of us are willing, like I said before, to carry that every single day? Because you are going to watch people that you love die. You're gonna, not worse than watching them die, you're gonna watch them switch sides. Can you imagine starting a battle and then watching your brother say, you know what, I can't continue because I'm afraid to lose my job. Mm-hmm. I can't continue because my wife is afraid for our children. This is the reality of being strong leadership, is that you have to at some point come to terms with how lonely that shit will become and how unsafe that shit will become. And this is the reality of it. So yes, we want, you know, armies of soldiers that understand and are willing to do it. But we as a country, and again, I am an advocate for removing the colorism from the conversation and having a conversation about classism. But those of us that are at the bottom may not have as much to lose or feel that they don't have as much to lose as the people that exist in the middle. And those people are often the ones. Malcolm, and you said you were talking about Malcolm X's autobiography. In Malcolm, it was one of the things that he said, that the niggas that think that they made it, or they're close to making it, or that they got good jobs, or that they got, you know, nice houses and car payments and good hair and they get their nails done, they like the separatism because of the class. They like feeling mm-hmm. like they're doing well above other people, and those are the ones that you sometimes have to watch out for, because they are the ones that are afraid to lose. They're afraid to have
conversations
at work about color. And
I told you that though. We will have to fight our own people first. A lot of our own people first,
right?
Because that's the divide, because everybody feels kind of, I can't speak for everybody, but I'll say everybody understands what's going on, but everybody doesn't act the same way when it comes time to deal with the situation. I.e., when I chose to go live on Facebook and sit there and react to, you know, them killing this man, kneeling on his neck for 5 minutes, people came on, oh, I can't do this.
Right.
They don't want to watch it. I couldn't do it. I wanted to cry.
Right.
It's not something I want to do. But this is the reality we face, and I'm in a predominantly white neighborhood. I live 5 minutes from both of my jobs, and I walk there. So mm-hmm. any day I could be walking my happy ass on the trail, mm-hmm. and if somebody decides that I'm trying to do something nefarious or something mm-hmm. crazy, they call the cops or take it upon themselves to kill me. It's the same thing that's gonna happen.
Right.
And that's something that we all have to live with. Your kids have to live with. Everybody has to live with. And that's why I'm saying, if we don't take this stuff seriously, and we don't, I don't care if I have to scream loud by myself for the rest of my life and I'm looked at as a crazy lunatic, that's what I will do. But that's how I feel like I will have to go out, because I can't sit by silently anymore and allow myself to act like I'm having a great life when we are being devalued, we are being systematically slaughtered, and literally that was like a public execution, because he just sat there on that man's neck. He stopped moving after 3 minutes, still sat on his neck, people pleading with him, the other cop just looking at him. I just don't get it. It was literally four cops there and they all watched this man die. But that's where it's at.
There's no system of recording what comes of these situations. And that's always been one of my biggest grievances when I have conversations like this. How do you expect any entity, right, to take you seriously if you don't come bearing the documentation of bearing the documentation of whatever your grievance is, right? So someone has to, and I think that is a valiant, legitimate effort on the part of an organization to say, you know what, I'm going to get, even if it's just me and it's just you, right? Just me and just you, just within the tri-state area, right? To just say, you know what? I would like to find out how I can document all of the police-involved shootings of Black men in whatever parameter, right? Because
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
one, they're not tracking when a police officer gets fired from one particular place, he's not ineligible to be a police officer somewhere else. Right? So the officer that shoots and kills a black man in Detroit could easily shoot and kill a black man in Florida. Right? As an officer of the law. What I'm thinking is that there is some after party that these little some bitches get to go to. I feel like it is, you know how they say, I don't know if you remember, when I was younger, they used to say that the Crips and the Bloods on Halloween would have an initiation ceremony where they would walk up to people and say something, and then if you said something, then they would shoot you. And as a child, right, this was alarming to me because it never made sense. Like, why would anybody need to do something so bad in order to be initiated into something that's not even great, right?
Yeah.
But if you think about it, what actually comes of a police officer that murders a black person? And why, in the age of videotaping, do they not seem more concerned about it? I think, or I have reason to think, that there is a legitimate ceremony.
Yeah.
There is a legitimate ceremony, like in Training Day, where they say, look, you get to kill a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And once you've popped your cherry on killing a guy, now you get to move to the next.
Yeah,
kill a guy, because we need the we need the blood from that victim, right? We need organs from a guy you killed in order to get you in. Matter of fact, in order to get into this organization, you need to find somebody. You need to get organs provided for this high level member of. Something, whatever it is. But as demonic and sensational as that probably sounds, I feel like it's too cruel and too consistent for us to believe that there isn't
something. No, it's terrible. Yes, it's cruel and unusual, right. And like I said, that man looked at these people's eyes while he knelt on that man's neck. He knew they were recording. He did not care. That was a message. It was not an accident. It was not anything out of the ordinary. It was a deliberate thing that just occurred. And I'm interested to see what happens, because I will be watching very closely, I'm telling you.
We as a people need to have a conversation about what relationships police unions have with our city governments. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it should be a project of black law students, of any black person that is willing to sit and do the research, because you don't have to be a lawyer to know what lawyers know, right?
Mm-hmm.
So at some point, a devout group of truly, truly, truly interested members of the black community need to do research and find out what is it that is written into the creed of a police union makes it possible for them to not be charged in any criminal cases, because that's what it is. They're contract terms that make it so that they are safeguarded from prosecution, right? And we need to understand what that means. We need to know how the police department functions, not what it means to go to jail, because we all know a little bit about what it means to go to jail, but what the fuck are y'all doing back there? The same way you walk into a grocery store and it's always that door in the back of the grocery store, you be like, what the fuck is back there? That plastic tarp door behind the milk. Like, yo, what the fuck is back there? Like, they could be doing whatever. It could be kids back there. But it's just one of those places you never think to look. And we need to start to look at how policing works, because how do you know that you can't, how do you know that within your municipality you can't start your own police precinct? How do you know that that's impossible? What if 5 and 10 of your people just got together and was like, we're the police now. We're the police of this particular block. Don't come on this block now. How do you know you can't take back your neighborhoods until you look? And that's what we need to do. We need to look at how insurance companies work. Somebody is insuring these police officers. It's these insurance companies that are sometimes participating in the payment for these trials, right? So where is all this money going? We need someone that gives a fuck enough about us, and we will have to partner with people that don't look like us to find out the answers to these questions, because we could figure this out. We could get to the bottom of this. But what they've said for years about hiding information from Black people in a book. We don't want to do the research. We don't want to read the books. We don't want to deep dive. We want to be informed. We want to be told what to do. And then we want to have opinions about that. And we don't take action, etc. But somebody has to sit down and look into the background of the police officer that was on his neck. Who is his family? The same shit Dick Gregory liked to talk about. You got to go back into the news clippings. You got to find out who his family is. Who does he know? How can you be so careless as a police officer? How long you been on the job? It's 4 of y'all. How long y'all been on the job? Do y'all always work together? Is it always 4 of y'all? Who have y'all seen these police officers' faces before? These people, quite possibly, as terrifying as this is, those could be men dressed like local police officers pulling up in vehicles that you assume are local vehicles, serving out tasks as assassins, just confusing the public. We have no idea. But we also, doesn't seem to have anybody investigating to any real depth, right? Why don't we know what happened to Nipsey Hussle's killer yet? Like, why are we saw a video, he did it, what's the problem, what's going on? Like, we just stopped showing out. That's the part you gotta fix. You gotta have a plan. You gotta have a real plan. Are we going to go into Kensington Beach, right, and take back all the people that's out there on drugs, right? Because we need soldiers. We need all these bodies. We need all these bodies. We need to healthen up our community, because those are the people that have seen everything. They've seen the worst of things. These are the most motivated of people. We need those people. So let's go out there and slowly but surely help those people to get off drugs, to strengthen them. These people are learning how to scrape together $500 a day to get hype. These are the ambitions that we need to bring to the party. Yeah, they're sketchy, but we need them. So what is our plan? Our plan has to be to rehabilitate our communities. Now, where do we start? It's nice being all excited and forlorn and emotional and everybody needs to do better and all that kind of shit. But how about each one of us figures out what we can do independently and do that? And then whoever jump on your bus. Somebody will join your team eventually. You can't demand it of them. You can't shame them into jumping on your bus. All you can do is go out there and do your part, and people will see that and people will respect that, and either they get on or they don't get on. But a lot of people will be impressed and they'll at least spread the word about it. But you know, we all gotta go out here and feed homeless people at the Red Cross. We all gotta knit sweaters for the homeless. We all can't, all of this buy my t-shirt, buy my hoodie, the support shit is out the window. Capitalism is dead. We are slaves to a system that is far beyond capitalism. Paying for shit is not, we have to figure out somebody came up with Bitcoin. How do we figure out a currency that serves our Black community. Yeah, the US dollar, okay, cool, that works. But what happens when they take that away from us? What happens if they want to microchip your children? If they want to microchip your children, you can't buy bread from these grocery stores and all this kind of stuff and all that, because they turn the people chips off. But you want to be able to make sure that everybody eats. So how do you think we need a different system? We need a different economic system. We need to figure out how people can barter for services. Now that's a grand scale idea, but it's my contribution. We all have to have contributions. You can't ask nobody to jump on something that they're not as passionate about as you might be. You just got to show them. You know what I'm saying? You just gotta show them. Like me trying to show you how to roll weed, which you just keep refusing to learn how to do. Did you choke and die on your salad?